my name is Emily Hines, and I attend Houston City Council meetings and I take notes. Today's notes are from the council meeting on January 29th, 2025. The meeting on January 22nd was canceled because of Winter Storm Enzo, so this meeting includes everything that was on that agenda as well. But it was still a pretty short meeting, only about an hour. You might hear a cat meowing we're fostering. His name's Kyle. Please excuse him. Okay, so we start off with the mayor's report. Mayor Whitmire welcomed new city engineer OJ McFoy, formerly of Buffalo, New York. He praised the recently appointed Houston Public Works Director, Randy Mackay, describing him as the perfect choice to lead the department. You might remember there was a bit of a kerfuffle about Mackay not being an engineer at the time of his appointment, and this was clearly being referenced today. Director Mackay explained the nationwide search for a new city engineer and said they were looking for a change agent with passion and zeal. Of McFoy, Mackay said, "Let there be no question about who the engineer is, and he is my right-hand man." Right-hand man, end quote. McFoy talked about getting back to the basics of infrastructure and making things right for the people. He highlighted walkable sidewalks, drivable streets, and water infrastructure. It was a good speech that he made, and he's obviously well-practiced at interfacing with the public and government bodies. Many council members welcomed McFoy to Houston and to the team. Councilmember Martinez hopes the department will address the ongoing years-long deferment of general infrastructure projects. Councilmember Alcorn mentioned updating the infrastructure design manual, which has been waiting on a new city engineer. There were several jokes about McFoy bringing the snow with him from Buffalo and football allegiances. Now I will go over some of the agenda items. These are just a few that either were discussed at the meeting or that caught my eye when I scanned the agenda afterwards. Item 2 approved $127,000 through the year 2028 for a professional grant consulting service to seek and manage grants on behalf of the fire department. Item 3 approved $7.4 million for medium and super duty trucks for Houston Public Works. Item 4 approved $182,000 for X-ray machines and metal detectors. Item 6 approved $300,000 for 36 months of ad space in the Houston Business Journal for the Public Works Department. Advertisement like this is a requirement when the city solicits bids for projects. Item 12 would have approved $20 million in TERS, that's Tax Increment Reinvestment Zone, in TERS funding moving to the city for affordable housing, but Councilmember Ramirez tagged it because the committee meeting it was supposed to be reviewed at last week was canceled because of the winter storm. So the item was reviewed at the housing committee on Friday, January 31st instead. Councilmember Thomas supported the tag, but remarked on the federal funding freeze and how that could affect just about everything. She said that uncertainty means local funding like this TERS money is all the more important. I would like to note that since the meeting, federal funding has apparently already been unfrozen, which just further highlights these uncertain times. Councilmember Alcorn defended the large percentage of funding that goes to administrative costs, saying that it used to freak her out, but she understands now why it's necessary because Houston gives almost zero money from the general fund to housing. Item 14 approved the acceptance of an $825,000 grant from the Federal Department of Justice for an ongoing re-entry program for ex-offenders returning to the Houston area. Item 16 would have approved adding a few more breaks to the city council schedule, but Councilmember Pollard tagged it. He vocally opposed it at the last council meeting as well. Councilmember Thomas exclaimed at his tag and advocated for a vote, but it was unclear from her comments whether she was for or against it. Mayor Whitmire said that a majority of council members asked for these changes and accused Councilmember Pollard of playing politics. Item 20 approved $2.5 million on a three-year contract for heavy-duty truck restorative cleaning services for the fleet. Item 23 was a rare and therefore exciting close vote. This item approved the sale of land along White Oak Bayou to the Texas Department of Transportation, aka TxDOT, for the I-45 highway construction project known as the North Houston Highway Improvement Project. Councilmember Castillo started off the conversation by saying, quote, "I still do believe the best path forward is through aerial easements and not selling our land, specifically land that abuts hike and bike trails that are highly utilized, and when we as a city are adopting policies and projects that are encouraging folks to use those trails more for recreation," end quote. The council members who voted yes to sell the easement are Mayor Whitmire, Councilmember Peck, Flickinger, Huffman, Martinez, Ramirez, Davis, Carter, and Alcorn. The council members who voted not to sell are Castillo, Plummer, Jackson, Kamen, Evan Shabazz, Thomas, and Pollard. The vote was 9 in favor, 7 not in favor, so the item passed and the city is selling that land. Item 41 approved spending $8.2 million through 2027 on various goods from Amazon. Councilmembers Kamen and Jackson tagged it at the last meeting with no discussion, nor was there any discussion today when it was approved unanimously. Next, I'll go over the councilmember pop-off section, which is when councilmembers get to talk about whatever they want. Many councilmembers praised the city's response to Winter Storm Enzo last week. I'm not going to go over each of their comments, just imagine them all saying, "Good job, us. Go team." Councilmember Huffman complained about delayed trash and recycling pickup. Councilmember Ramirez talked about peanut butter. I was so very tempted to leave it at that, but I won't. He volunteered last week at a Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints peanut butter factory that makes peanut butter for the Houston Food Bank. Councilmember Thomas advocated for infrastructure to deal with unhoused people on the west side of town. Councilmember Martinez shared that Mason Park has received $2 million in funding from the federal government to renovate their community center. He remarked on uncertainty because of the new presidential administration and reiterated for individual rights regardless of immigration status. Councilmember Pollard said he is waiting on approval from the mayor's office for several of his council district service fund projects, all of which he says have gone through the proper channels and have been approved by legal. Councilmember Alcorn complained about bandit signs. Councilmember Evan Shabazz wants to invest in cots and pallets and microwaves for future use during disasters at community centers. Councilmember Castillo's next town hall is February 8th at Bella Vista Church. He encouraged people who might be intimidated by federal immigration policy to reach out to his office for help. Councilmember Flickinger plugged a Median Madness cleanup in Kingwood on February 28th from 8:30 a.m. to noon. Councilmember Kamen had many and very specific thank yous for Winter Storm Enzo. She praised the West Gray Multi-Service Center, complained about its failing infrastructure, and then advocated for more funding and upkeep there as it is such a vital community resource. She protested against anti-Semitic propaganda, remarked on her family's personal history fighting against Nazis, and expressed commitment to supporting Houston's families, whether that is our Jewish community, our Muslim community, our immigrant community, our LGBTQIA+ community, end quote. Mayor Whitmire thanked his colleagues for their kind remarks about the city's response to Winter Storm Enzo. He wants to improve conditions for city employees working overtime during emergencies. He said, quote, "I know it starts at the top in all these departments and certainly in city government," end quote. I'm pretty sure he was intending to compliment department leadership, but it also very much sounded like a humble brag referencing himself. He wants to address the ordinance that allows people to sleep on the streets overnight, especially during disasters, presumably to allow forced removal to shelters. Whitmire wished a happy Lunar New Year, and regarding the Year of the Snake, he said, "Be aware," in a sort of sly tone that feels discriminatory against snakes. So, on behalf of snakes, I officially take offense. That concludes my notes for the Houston City Council meeting on January 29th, 2025. You can find the resources I used to compile these notes on my website, which is emilytakesnotes.com, and that is also where the notes themselves live if you decide you would rather read than listen. Thank you to our Patreon supporters. We use that money to keep this podcast edition of the notes afloat, and the link for that is patreon.com/emilytakesnotes if anyone listening would like to join that team of people that help make this project happen. This podcast was recorded by and has music by Joe Wozni. And it was produced by Connor Clifton. That's it for this week. I am Emily Hines, and I thank you for listening.